For a small Central Texas town, Gonzales is big on history, and not just for its war heroes, stately homes, and picturesque churches. True, the first skirmish of the Texas Revolution was fought here in 1835, but another measure of devotion to the past is a building that citizens usually want to forget, the county jail. This sturdy structure made that hard to do, despite its grim history, including three hangings. The 1887 jail is no institutional box, but a handsome brick three-story with two graceful wings and 96 tall windows. It stands on Courthouse Square, the central of seven town squares that form a cross. It cost $21,000. Critics called it a $50 saddle on a $15 horse. It's beige, but not bland. Houston architect Eugene T. Heiner gave it an Italianate styling, crowned windows, bracketed cornices under the eaves, and a steep mansard roof. Eventually, the roof was flattened and surrounded by a low parapet. The windows march across the facade in precise rows, broken by arches above and red brick panels below. When a new jail was built in 1975, the Gonzales County Historical Commission and Chamber of Commerce took over the old one. They spruced it up after shoveling out the pigeon droppings and returned it to service as the old jail museum. Downstairs, it showcases sheriff's badges, period weaponry, a massive ball and chain used on prison work gangs, and a wanted poster for the outlaw John Wesley Hardin. Upstairs are the cells and the gallows, a recreation of the original, last used in 1921. Restoration began in 2001 to weatherproof the exterior. When more funds are raised, the old jail museum in Gonzales will be refurbished and dedicated to telling stories about rural law enforcement in the era of gunslingers and cattle drives.